Let's start at the very beginning. The word overture can mean a number of things in the world of classical music. In Bach and Handel's era, it could be another word for what became the symphony, or music to open a suite. Felix Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky are composers who used the word for longish, descriptive pieces, maybe based on something outside the musical world. This one's based on Shakespeare. But generally, an overture is a piece of music on the front of a stage work, usually an opera, to open it. The word actually means opening. You might get a taste of some of the tunes you'll hear during the opera. But an overture in this case is mainly something that sets the scene, gives you an idea of what you might expect. Exactly the same function as the titles for a film or a TV show. And these overtures vary greatly in length. Some overtures are very short. Mozart's overtures generally weigh in about the 5-minute mark. Verdi's La Traviata has very short preludes that act as overtures. And some Puccini operas, well, they don't have overtures at all. You flunk straight into the action. But which are the longest overtures? Rossini, William Tell's 12 minutes. Although you've got to wait till near the end for this bit. Semiramide can be up to 14 minutes, depending on the performance. Beethoven's Leonora Overture No. 3 is around 14 minutes as well. Maybe the reason he ditched it for one 7 minutes long when the opera was finally performed, renamed as Fidelio. And then there's Wagner, the king of length, you might say. His operas or music dramas are weighty works that can go on for hours and hours. And where they have overtures, they're in proportion. The Master Singers and Flying Dutchman are a mere 10 minutes. Parsifal, around 14 minutes. And Tannhäuser, well, that's 16 minutes. 442 bars, around 40 pages. Whew, be ready for my first bathroom break. Overtures, generally the intro to the action of an opera. They could be short little ditties, or they could be so long you've already got through your lollies by the time the first singer appears.